Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, August 10th of 2022. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from, actually from the highway, the freeway here in Michigan, kind of by Houghton Lake, kind of by Higgins Lake area, kind of by Houghton Lake. We'll say Houghton Lake. I think it's safer to say Houghton Lake, but we're nonetheless coming back from a day at the Higgins Lake today, one of the most beautiful inland lakes in the great state of Michigan that I know, to be honest with you. I think it's one of the most beautiful inland lakes that we have in Michigan. Because for those of you who might not know, maybe you're living in one of these other countries, like in Europe or Asia or South America or something. And around our state, the area surrounding it, we have what's called the Great Lakes. Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, Lake Superior, Lake Erie, and then Lake Ontario. And so we have the Great Lakes, but then we also have a ton of inland lakes, a ton of them. Not as many as like Minnesota, but we have a lot of inland lakes. We have more of the world's fresh water than anywhere else. So it's not nice to go to the beach, and they do a great job at that beach, keeping it nice and clean. They even have ice cream at the camp store there, which is really cool. I got me some peanut butter fudge, Mackinac Island peanut butter fudge. I will say, I wish it was a little more peanut buttery, that it had pieces of actual Mackinac Island fudge in it, because Mackinac Island fudge is a great pure Michigan treat here. Up here in Michigan, if you go to northern Michigan, like up to like Mackinac Island or Mackinac City or something, you'll see different fudge shops where you can purchase some delicious Mackinac Island fudge. And so, like I said, we're heading back, so if you hear odd noises by any chance, that's what it is. It's just the sound of me traveling back to Midland, where I do live, by the way. And I just figured to kind of know kind of what's going on. And hey, listeners, guess what? Next week it's the county fair in my town in Midland. And some of you may recall when I had previously done a show live from my local county fair, like with Preacher Man, like where he had launched that, and I had kind of been over by the midway where the rides are, kind of describing like what all that is. And it's a pretty nice fair. Back in the day, there was this carnival, Play World Amusements, and they had grown to be a very large full-service carnival. with so many great rides to offer. But then in 2013, around Christmas time, they decided to call it quits. And I was shocked when I had found that out, because I was envisioning even bigger things for the next year. But then they decided to call it quits. I found out from one of their workers, who I was and am friends with on Facebook. That was how I found out. Has the Midway been the same since then? No. Hasn't been the same since then. Curious to see what it's going to be like this year. Okay. Wait and see. That did shake up the carnival industry here in Michigan. So that's a little bit on that. All right. I do want to remind you of a couple of things that we always mention. The first thing I want to mention is about the book, Rivers of Miracles, which talks about all the different miracles that Jesus has done in my life. There are stories behind every one of them. And you can go through the book and you can read the account. And guess what? The victory is always greater than the battle. It's always greater than the battle. That's even if you're on your deathbed and you're a Christian and you know you're going to heaven and you end up in heaven, even though on earth it might seem like we might think, you know, you're lost. The truth is, in that case, you went to a better place, heaven. Because, and listeners, prayerfully, you're going to heaven with me, because it's, you know, if it being the last days, my destination is heaven. My final destination is heaven. Now, I'm not suicidal or anything like that, but that is my final ultimate destination is heaven, is all I was saying about that. But you can go online to find out about how you can get the book into your hands, because I want you to read the book, and I want that book to be a blessing to your life. And I want you to get to share that book with other people. And it talks about the God who my mom could not see, but strongly believed in. My mom is a woman of faith. Of course, you know, I'm a man of faith. My dad's a man of faith. And we just keep on keeping on to the things of God. Just keep on keeping on. Natalia could tell you. She's here. She's a woman of faith. Isn't that right, Natalia? We just keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on.
Yep. Just like Dr. Barclay says, we keep on keeping on. And so that's what I plan to do. I don't know about you. I hope you're with me on that. Praise God. That's what I'm going to do. And so you can go online to the website riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles. So that rivers is rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com. As in rivers with an I, rivers like rivers and lakes, like the lake I was in today. Enough of that. But anyhow, yeah. Riversofmiracles.com. I always have to explain, because before I get into that next thing, there's a different Rivers, which is my name, and that's a Y, so I always have to clarify, which I mean, or what, you know, and so, or you got, I always spell it for you so that you know, so that I can help you. Obviously, we have people listening from all these different countries and continents. So. Thank God for that. So, the other thing that I would like to remind you about is the PayPal. This show's been a blessing into your life. It has been a, I feel like I've, I'm sure it's been a blessing to some of you, but if it's been a blessing to you, please consider sowing a seed into the Miracle Man program. And let me tell you something. I'm not going to tell you what to give. I'm not going to tell you what to give. I am no pressure. No pressure. You're feeling pressure? That's from God. That could be from God trying to get you to give. And he might be nudging you in that, but I'm not going to tell you how many dollars to give a person. You get the same show whether you sow or not. Try doing that at the baseball stadium. Try doing that at the trying doing it at the movie theater. You're not getting in. But here you get the same word, same songs, whether you ever sow a seed or not. And so you can go online to paypal.com to sow your seed. And in that, you'll see a search bar. In that search bar, you type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, R-Y. V-E-R-S. It's a Y, not an I. R-Y. V-E-R-S. And the last name on that is Shukla. S-H-U-K-L-A. Please make a note. There is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I want you to make a note of is that the first R in Rivers, and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. They always tell you that, so that you can so I can be as helpful. The verse I want to sow tonight is where it says, therefore the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. And I surely believe that. The wealth of the wicked, it's stored up for the righteous people, for those who do God's will. For those who sow seed. Another one I want to bring to your attention. He who soweth of the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap great things. Prosperity, wealth, joy, peace. Amen. Wait, I said the good part last. I need to back it up. He who soweth of the flesh shall of the flesh reap what? Oh, corruption. I tell you. I don't want myself corrupted. I don't want my parents corrupted, my family, on either side. I don't want my future wife corrupted and the family corrupted. I don't want that. I want blessing. I don't want corruption. But your soweth of the Spirit shall reap great things, wealth, prosperity, healing. Amen. That's the verse, a verse that I stand on in my life. And so, in this, I want to talk to you for a minute about the difference between tithes and offering. So the tithe is the Lord's. It didn't become the Lord's when you put it in the, when you put it in, like go to church and you pay your tithe. It doesn't become the Lord when you put it in. It's not, it was the Lord's, but then because you didn't give it, it's yours now. Nope. Jesus said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me not, therefore, that I will not pour you out a blessing which cannot be contained. So you see, the tithe is 10%, you know, all your increase. It's the first fruits. Now, give God one tenth. He could have asked for 90. He could have asked for 90. He could have said, how about mine's the 90 and you live on the 10. No. Give God one tenth. Beyond that, there's offerings, which are beyond that. And he was received, been blessed by God. You know, let him give as he feels in his heart that he should give. And we know that God looks on the heart. It's not based on how many dollars or how many pennies you put in there. The heart. You only have a little, and you give a lot of it. God sees that and goes, wow, you have a lot. You have a little, only give a little of that little. Oh, you have a lot, you only give a little of it, like a little smidgen of it. He goes, okay. If you have a lot and you give a lot of that unto God, notice I didn't say how much. I just said a lot. He goes, wow. I blessed him and he's still giving. Isn't that the heart of God? Isn't that the truth? That's the heart of God. He goes, he sees that and says, wow. So God looks on the heart. And so that's something I wanted to tell you to like, because sometimes I feel like it's good to talk a little bit about, you know, the tithes and offerings, because there is a difference. Also about the tithes, there's two parts to it. And money. If I pay my tithe, you know, put it in the bucket or what have you, if I give my money, but I don't worship God, have I tithed? No. If I worship God, but I do not offer that tithe, have I tithed? No. There's two parts to the tithe. You have to have them both in order to work right for you. You have to have both. the way God designed the system. Just thought I'd take a couple minutes and help you with that. Praise God. Now I want to sing a couple of songs and then gonna get into the word of the Lord for tonight, where I'm gonna be dealing with the armor of God. And I'm gonna talk to you about what is it. What's the meaning of it? Example, like, what is this belt of truth? What is it? We're going to talk about it. So. Then we'll see. A couple of songs. Saturday's silent, Sunday's empty too. Since when has impossible ever stopped you? Friday's disappointment, Sunday earlier it was true. Since when has impossible ever stopped you? This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the praise make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. If you resurrection power, you're not gonna run out of miracles anytime soon. Resurrection power runs in my leg too. I believe there's another miracle here in this room. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the praise make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming up. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Can you hear it? My God is able to save and deliver and heal and restore anything that he wants to. Just ask the stone that was rolled at the tomb and the bones of Elijah if there's anything that he can't do. Just ask the stone that was, man that was thrown on the tomb in the garden, what happens when God says to move? I feel him moving it now. I feel him doing it now. I feel him doing it now. Do it now. Do it now. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is a praise make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming up. I'm gonna live again. Open the grave, I'm coming up. I'm gonna live again. Open the grave, I'm coming up. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. I hear the South. I hear the South.
I hear the
sound.
I hear the sound.
I hear the sound.
I hear the sound.
This is what it said. Live.
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 Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live.
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 Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live.
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 Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live.
Live.
Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is a phrase, make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming up. I'm coming to live, gonna live again. Open the grave, I'm coming up. I'm gonna live again. Open the grave, I'm coming up. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 The one who made the blind to see is moving here in front of me, moving here in front of me. The one who made the deaf to hear is silencing my every fear, silencing my every fear. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. The one who does impossible is reaching out to make me whole, reaching out to make me whole. The one who put death in its place, his life is flowing through my veins, his life is flowing through my veins. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. The God who was and is to come, the power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. You're the God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. You're the God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I could sing of all you've done. I remember how far you carried me from beginning to the end. You are faithful, faithful to the end. I will sing of all you've done. I remember how far you carried me from beginning to the end. You are faithful, faithful to the end, until the end, until the end. You are faithful. You are faithful, Lord. There wasn't a day that you weren't by my side. There wasn't a day that you let me fall. With all of my life, your love has been true. And in all of my life, I will worship you. There wasn't a day that you weren't by my side. There wasn't a day that you let me fall. In all of my life, your love has been true. And with all of my life, I will worship you. We will worship you. We will worship you. We will worship you. Surely your goodness and mercy follow me. Follow me. Surely your goodness and mercy follow me. Follow me. There won't be a day that you're not by my side. There won't be a day that you let me fall. In all of my life, your love has been true. And in all of my life, I will worship you. There wasn't a day that you weren't by my side. There wasn't a day that you let me fall. In all of my life, your love has been true. And in all of my life, I will worship you. I will worship you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We honor you tonight. We thank you, Master, for who you are in us, or to us. Thank you that you are what we sang about tonight. You are the miracle worker. You are the God who does impossible, who reaches out to make us whole. That you hear us and you call us as your own. And so thankful, Lord God, that you call me. You call us as your own. You take us in as your own. You take in the fatherless. Thank you, Master, for what you're doing in each one of our lives right now. That you are just making a way for us when it seems like there is no way. You're making a way right here, right now. And thank you, Master. All these listeners tuned in tonight. And that they will receive everything tonight that you have for them to receive from you. That you know what they need when I don't. I don't know everything they need, but I know something you do. And I thank you that you're going to meet every one of those needs, whether it's a healing, whether it's a deliverance from something, whether it's whatever it may be. Maybe it's what they need. Maybe what they need is they might have heard about you, but they don't know you as their Lord and Savior. And that they would accept you tonight. They don't know you yet. And I thank you for that, that they will accept you as their Lord and Savior. And I thank you for our time in the Word that we're about to open, for this Word that we're about to open and we're about to study. Thank you that these listeners have ears ready to hear, minds ready to receive, and that they're ready to pay attention and not be distracted by all these other things that might be in their way. Thank you that they'll just pay attention, be focused on you, what you have for them tonight. And now I'll make my confession over this program, that finances come into this program, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that increases the listenership. More and more listeners tune into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio broadcast. In Jesus' matchless name. And I want to, now let's make our Bible confession. The reason I do this, the reason I try to do this on my show, it's because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. And I'm a Bible man, and you are what?
Bible people.
Amen. Bible people. That's what Dr. Barclay says at my church. He'll ask the congregation that, and we'll all say Bible people. And so, yep. So let's do it. This is my Bible. I am what the Word says I am. I can have what the Word says I can have.
I can have what the Word says I can have.
I can do what the Word says I can do. Tonight.
Tonight.
No, this Bible is more than a storybook to me.
This Bible is more than a storybook.
More than a religious book to me.
More than a religious book.
And it's more than a history book to me.
More than a history book.
Tonight.
Tonight. I am a believer.
Therefore, I'm a receiver.
And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God asked for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Clap if you believe it. Yes. Amen. Thank God for the Word of God. Thank God for the Word of God. If you got your Bible, go with me to the book of Ephesians, and I'm going to go to chapter 6. Hello. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 6. And I'm going to start with verse number 10. As I said, we're going to deal with the armor of God. That's where I said we were going to go tonight. So I want to take a look at that. I'm just giving you a second to find it. Now, if you get to the books of Hebrews, James, and all that, you went too far. Same thing with if you come to Philippians even. So, on the other side, he comes right after Galatians. Then you'll find where the Ephesians were. So you'll be at their house. You're going to the 6th chapter, and we're going to the 10th verse. Thank God for the Word of God. Finally, someone might say, hopefully not, but maybe one or two people say that when my show is motto. Finally, sometimes my pastor teases about that and says, finally, brethren, like when he's about to stop preaching. He'll do that. Sometimes he'll do that and I'll be like, finally, brethren. Okay. Verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. His mighty power, but my version says the mighty power, but I like to say be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's the way I like to say it, the power of his might. Put on, let me think. Oh, now watch this. Put on half the armor of God. Three quarters. 80%. Finally, be strong. Put on the full armor of God. Not just the part you like. The full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Another way we can say that today is so that you will be able to withstand the evil day, the evil of the day. And we live in the evil, and now we live in an evil day. We know this. We're living in the last of the last days. And you can see it by the events. Pay attention to events, and you know your Bible. You would be able to see, yeah, we're in the last of the last days. We're close. So you can withstand the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but it is against the rulers, authorities, principalities, and against the powers of darkness, this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms.
Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to withstand, stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then. With the belt buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace, or what I like to say, the boots of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, and with which, of which, you can extinguish all of the flaming arrows of the evil one. Another version says, let's see how good you're paying attention, Natalia. The fiery what?
Dart or arrows.
The fiery darts of the evil one. The fiery darts. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That's the Bible. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, you may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel through which I am and ambassador, pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. And then he gets into, the final little things, at the end of Ephesians. But so what you see here is it's talking about the armor of God. And these different clothing pieces that we talked about, like how you get ready for battle. So if you were going to war, there are certain things that you may put on if you're going to battle. David, when he fought Goliath, there were some certain things that he had to put on. In the military, when they're getting ready to go to war, there are certain things they have to put on in order to go do the battlefield. Spiritually speaking, there's things that we put on. That's what this armor of God is, so that we can withstand in these last days, so we can stand in these last days. And it said, having done all to stand, stand firm. And it wasn't talking about spirits. It wasn't talking about, in the natural sense of, I'm tired of standing, I'm going to go have a seat. It's talking about, spiritually speaking, gotta keep taking your stand. Stand firm. Stand your ground. Take authority. We have been given power to tread on snakes and scorpions to overcome the power of the enemy. Not so that the enemy could have all the power over us. the first thing it talks about, the first armor piece that it talks about is this belt of truth. Oh, listeners, isn't that something? So we're talking about the belt of truth, and my mom gets notified, brought a seatbelt on. isn't that something? And so this belt of truth, it's so that that you stay with the truth, so that you're not deceived by all these flaky modern doctrines that go around. And by the way, about this doctrine stuff, there are doctrines now being touted by those who were supposed to have been known as spirit-filled. We know about that, Natalia, don't we? That there were those that were supposed to be that had previously been totally spirit-filled, totally with, totally like you would never thought they would fall away. Like you would have thought they were rock solid, standing firm, doing everything that all these verses we read that you just said to do. You would have thought they were doing all of that. But then, they give way to these doctrines. So the belt of truth on your waist, but the breastplate of righteousness in place. That breastplate of righteousness, that means righteousness. That means taking a stand for righteousness, folks. Righteousness. That means you're not condoning or giving place to the wickedness, because the opposite of wicked is righteous. So that means we take a stand. We don't just sit there and let God's given us authority. We're supposed to use it the way God has told us to use it. So, what's like righteousness? My feet with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace, the boots of peace. The boots of peace, what's that? That's the gospel. Peace. The peace that comes from God.
Hallelujah.
The God kind of peace. That means you're not always in battle with one another and always going after each other. And always trying to go after someone just because you don't believe what they do. That means that's part of that whole walking in love thing. Not trying, just because they don't agree with you and don't want you, you don't slug them just because they're peace, the boots of peace. In addition, the shield of faith. Now that means, living by faith. Living by faith. It takes faith to live today, folks. Be a Christian. But we got to live in faith. That's how I live my life. I live my life in faith. And I don't allow fear to just control everything in my life. Now I could. I could say it's been too long. I'm still believing for my eyesight in the natural doesn't manifest yet. It's been too long. Not sure if this even works or not. But I've decided to keep believing, and I keep standing on the Word of God and keeping up the faith. With what you can extinguish all the fiery darts of the enemy. So it's through faith that you can do this. The helmet of salvation, that's knowing that you are saved. And folks, unless you're extremely, extremely, extremely young, like extremely young, there's no going to heaven without that salvation shield, without that helmet of salvation. You're not going to heaven without salvation. And there's no exceptions. Wait, There was a little waiver. Wait, I don't think there's a waiver you can sign that gets you in, is there? I don't find any verses about a waiver. A waiver that gets you into heaven. I can't find a waiver. Can you, Natalia?
No waivers.
I can't find a waiver that we can all sign and be like, okay, you're good. Nope. There's no exception. Unless you're born again, cannot inherit the kingdom of God, cannot inherit heaven. The helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. Knowing that, you know, accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's a requirement in order to make heaven, not an option. It's a requirement. So that he knows who you are. Be able to find your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you shouldn't have to say, it's not here. And then also, part of the helmet of salvation, be able to get people saved, to witness to people. Did you know that there was a statistic that came out that said that 95% of Christians had won no souls? Isn't that scary? 95%. That's pathetic. You do a whole lot better than that. Now, this helmet of salvation, also the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It also says, pray in the Spirit. All kinds of prayers and requests. Be alert. Keep on praying, you know, for all the saints, you know, for each other. And so, you know, it talks about the sword of the Spirit that we read about. That's the Word of God. That's your Bible. Now, we don't worship the Bible. I sure don't believe in Bible-olatry or Bible-idolatry, whatever you call it. You know, I don't do that. I worship the God of the Bible, the God of the Word. The Word of God is the God of the Word. There's the Word of God. We serve the God of the Word. And which the Word of God stands. And I stand firm on his Word. And watered it. It's life. It brings life more abundantly. Of course, you have to work it. In order for it to have benefit in your life, you have to work it. Doing what it says. And believing it. Not just sitting there and being like, okay, I read every chapter there is. But did you live any of it? If not, then it's not doing you no good. I mean, yeah, it's better to read that than The Late Show, or The Late, Late, Late Show, or, you know, whatever it is, you know, that special TV show that you might have watched. And my pastor, Dr. Buckley, I remember hearing him say before, way back when, you know, he said, you know, you can read it. It's better than The Late Show anyhow. But you got to put it to work for you. You gotta put it to work for you. Did you get on East? Did you put out? Good. Sorry about that, folks. It was just a little direction thing, but I just needed to make sure that we were following. But you see, there's all these different armor pieces. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. What we're battling against is, you know, the evil. And when I was reading and it said, you know, against the authorities, that doesn't mean we're against the police. We're for the police.
In fact, when they were calling defund the police and that, ever since then, they've been saying, no, they need a raise. Pay them more. They need more. They need that may their work not go unnoticed. Now there's bad police officers. There's bad everything. And may they be rooted out, the few bad ones that there are. But most of the police officers do a very good job, a very difficult job. Because what they do, you know, life is life. And what they do is they're in harm's way every day fighting for us to keep our streets safe. Whether you live in a rural area, suburban, urban, you know, but what we're fighting against is the evil one. What we're fighting against also is, you know, sickness and disease. That's an evil thing. And, what else? Debt, lack, poverty. Different things that we face that aren't of God. And we stand firm. We trust God. That's what faith means. What faith means is trusting in God, trusting in Him that He will do what He said in His Word, and knowing that He's good for it. And it's like this. Most of you, I don't think you do this. But imagine if you went about, if on Friday after you were done with work, if you went home and said, and then, you know, got into the weekend or have you and said, we got to go pick up the kids some shoes and we need to go to Walmart and get some groceries, wherever you go. But then wife or husband says, did you deposit the check on Friday? Yeah. Well, the check's no good. You're never like, well, is it good for it or not? And then they're like, I don't know. And then in the name of Jesus. Yes. It was a bad accident right back there. But anyhow, folks, But they don't just go, is it good or not good? No, let's have trust that check came, that money came, was deposited in their account. They had faith in their boss. But the same people who may always have faith in their boss don't always have that same level of faith toward God. Imagine if more Christians had as much faith in God as they did in their boss on payday. Just imagine. Of course, now you got direct deposit, and you can go look on your account and see that way you pick up put in there. and then usually they have faith in their bank. You know, yeah, got put in there, but. That, you know, it might be a silly illustration, but I remember my pastor using them. And so, nonetheless, this armor of God stuff, it's not this fake game. It's not like one of these silly games you play. Okay, you got a helmet? Okay, you got belt? You got a belt? You got boots? No. It even shows you in these verses what it means. That salvation is like a helmet.
The word, the Bible says that that the word of God is a two-edged sword. And that sword is the word of God. That's what the Bible says. And I stand on the word of God. I stand on the promises of God. They're not void. Not for me, they're not void. For me, they are yes and amen. They're not no and uh-uh. They're not no and uh-uh. You know, nope, yes and amen. And I stand on the word of God. And I trust in the Lord and in the power of his might. Oh, that's another thing. The first two words I read here tonight, it said, be strong. Be strong. That means you can't just sit there and be weak and be all just, you know, backslidden. No. It's not the day for that. It's the day to step up. The day to rise up and be all of what God has called you to be. Because God called us to do some things. Of course, each person, each one of you, he might have called you to do something different. My call is might be different than my mom's call, might be different from my Natalia's call or dad's call. Everybody's call is going to be different. And it's up to you to it's an awesome thing. And so notice something about this armor of God. There's no mask. There's no mask or face diaper or whatever you want to call it. What that tells me? There was no, oh, if there's a pandemic, put on the mask of, I don't know, my mask. I know if it's actually the mask of fear, and I'm not doing the fear thing, live by faith. It says walk by faith and not by sight. What that means is I don't go by what I see. Don't go by what I feel. I trust in the Lord my God is what I do. And it's up to you what you want. I am the Lord my God. It's my Savior. My sword and shield. Because he is our sword and shield. And what a shield is it's a protector. You keep on the faith and decide to keep, you know, deciding that you're going to live by faith, then you're helping keep the doubt and unbelief out. Because you don't want to get into doubt and unbelief. Because when you get to doubt and unbelief, you're hurting yourself. And but I've chosen not to get into this doubt thing. You know, doubting God thinks, oh, his word's no good. Or it's not for today. Or it might have worked, you know, 100 years ago or something, but not anymore. No, still works. He's still doing miracles. still. He's still healing bodies. Still touching minds. Still bringing prodigal children back home. Still saving souls. I want to give you an opportunity right now before I off the air. Folks, let me tell you something really quick. This stuff that I talked to you about tonight, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, none of this will work for you. It won't work for you. Because you have to first believe that he exists, you have to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Because once you believe that he's real, then you can accept him into your life. It doesn't matter how bad you've been, he can still save you. Even if you may be somehow listening and you're on death row for tonight or tomorrow, he can save your soul. And he'll forgive you of whatever it is that you've done. He wants to forgive you. He will forgive you. He paid the price. And so I'm going to have you pray a little prayer, only a few seconds. It's painless, and it doesn't cost you any money. Not even with inflation, it's still free. Unlike Siri, who wants to ask me for a quarter, because she'll say in a quarter of a mile, and in my family we tease about that, but yeah, this costs no money because the GPS, even though in the background it's not telling you in a quarter of a mile, and you're supposed to give it a quarter. No. So you can pray this prayer, and once you pray this prayer, you can be saved. You have your soul and have your destiny changed from hellfire forever to heaven. So I want to have you pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I ask you to come into my life.
I ask you to come into my life.
I thank you, Jesus, for your word.
I thank you for your word.
Thank you, Jesus, for what you are.
Thank you for what you are.
I thank you, Jesus. No. Create in me a new mind.
Create in me a new mind.
And a new heart.
And a new
heart. I am tired of living for myself.
I am tired of living for myself.
I ask you to come and live in me.
I ask you to come and live in me.
And I may dwell in the house of the Lord.
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, you see that, listeners? You see that, listeners? In heaven, they're throwing a party. The angels are shouting. They're not complaining. And by the way, they're not complaining and saying, one of them be saying, I'm an angel of the Lord, Most High God, but by the way, my back hurts. They're not saying, oh, by the way, my back hurts, my ear hurts, or whatever. Nope. They're all rejoicing, right? That you would be giving your life to him, that you would decide to live for him. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for these listeners tonight. I thank you for this word about your armor, oh God. I pray that these listeners would do what the word says, that they would take it to heart and not just blow it off and be hearers only, but that they would do your word. And I thank you for that, Master. And now I speak Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I pray that no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling, for you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, no fire, flood, or crash, sickness, disease, none of this evil stuff will come near us on immediate loved ones. For you have given us great peace and great joy, and that we would be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. I sure love you. Now, until Monday, God first, God always. So long, everybody.
Yeah,
yep, I'm going to disconnect.